Let us begin this service by singing number 11. O Jehovah, hear my words, to my thoughts attentive be. Hear my cry, my King, my God, I will make my prayer in thee. Number 11. We will read to you from God's holy word, the first epistle of John, the fifth chapter, 1 John 5. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loves him that begat loves him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is a spirit that bears witness, because a spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believes not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life, and his life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, it has pleased thee in this evening hour of this work day to bring us together in this house of worship, around about a candlestick of the eternal word and testimony. We are still with one another in the land of living and in the day of salvation. And it is still amongst us that everlasting gospel revealed from heaven, and revealed in the hearts of thy children as that glad tiding that Jesus Christ came into this world to seek and to save those that are lost. But thou knowest, Lord, our state and our condition. Thou knowest our darkness and how ignorant that we are in regard to that gospel and the revelation of that only name which is given under heaven whereby that we must be saved. But that it may please thee also in this evening to bless our gathering with thy presence, and also with thy Holy Spirit. There is nothing so necessary in speaking and in hearing than that we receive that Spirit that goes out from the Father and from the Son. Make it in this evening reality for each and every one. It have to come from thee. We are finding that out time and again, more and more in our life, that we are so dependent from thee, young and old, great and small. And where it has pleased thee to use the preaching of thy word to the salvation of sinners, that it happens also in our gathering in this evening, that the preaching was not in vain. Have mercy with all of us in this evening and visit us. In thy love and in thy favor, make our hearts receptive for the word that shall come unto us, and that it may fall in a good soil ground, that it bears fruit 30, 60, and 100, to the upbuilding of thy church, to the honor of thy name, but also to the salvation and gladness of our heart. Reveal thyself unto us, O Lord, in this evening. Teach us and instruct us in the way of salvation. And that the outgoing of this day and of this evening, that it to us, to the gladness of thy people, to the conversion of sinners, and that thy name may receive all the praise and all the glory from this time and forevermore. Break inside and outside the works of the devil, and grant unto us that only comfort in life and in death, that never shall be taken away from thy people, where they have received it once in their heart. Establish thy work also in our midst, and over the length and over the breadth of the earth, build up thy sign and glorify thy attributes. Those that are sick and feeble and old, we commend them all at thy throne. Thou knowest all the needs and wants in the families. Also in one of the families where is have received tidings of their dear mother in the old country who is very sick. Lord, spare her life if it can please thee. And if thy way was different, give her that privilege where she had received something of a tender heart years ago, of that grace that shall remain and that shall abide forever and forever. Those that are in the hospitals, we commend them at a throne. Also that father who was operated and hoped to come home in the day of tomorrow, thy hand has strengthened him wonderfully, as we have seen it in this day and have heard it out of his own mouth. That all those ways be blessed and sanctified to their hearts. Those members who soon shall go into the air to fly to the old country, protect them with all those other ones. Bring them safely to their destination and to their family. Made everything well also with them, as also with our boys in the service and in the different countries and in Vietnam. Lord, protect them and remember them by day and by night. Strengthen us in this evening to speak few edifying words in the midst of the congregation leads us into the truth and in the way of everlasting. Forgive our sins and our transgressions, and hear us with the pardoning of all our sins, with words, thoughts, and deeds, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 30. To thee, O Lord, I fly, and on thy help depend. Thou art my Lord and King most high. Do thou my soul defend. An inheritance for me, Jehovah, will remain. My portion rich and full is he, my right he will maintain. Number 30. Beloved congregation, we were singing out of this psalter, to thee, O Lord, I fly, and on thy help depend. What a blessing when that is in practice in our life. That by the operation of the Holy Spirit, we are privileged that there is nothing left in our life than only the Lord. We read in the Word of God that in the life of John, the disciple of Christ, there was no door open for that man here on earth. But there was also no door open for him in hell. But well have he seen with his eyes a door opened in heaven. What a great privilege. And on thy help depend. That is a clear proof that we cannot help ourselves. That we for ourselves came to that knowledge that we have no strength in ourselves. That we have no wisdom in ourselves. That we have nothing in ourselves. But on thy help depend. That we, in other words, are privileged. That our eyes are upon the Lord, for from whom is coming our help. And that we receive from him, from Christ, out of his fullness, grace for grace. This evening, with the help of the Lord, I hope to say some words about it. My text for this evening is in the Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter. Verse 45. Luke 24, verse 45. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Thus far. The text that speaks about the opening of our understanding. In the first place, that is something which we cannot give to ourselves. In the second place, that is something but must be given us by Christ. And in the third place, that is something which brings us to the right insight and solution of what the Lord has revealed in the scriptures. In the days between Easter and the ascension of Christ, time and again, we speak about several things that have taken place in the 40 days that Christ was here on earth before that he ascended into heaven. And time and again, then we see confirmed that the Lord had left, as you read by one of the prophets, Zephaniah 3, a needy, an afflicted, and a poor people. And it is, my dear congregation, it is one of the clear evidences that we have grace in our heart, that we cannot help ourselves. You would say, is that now an evidence of God's work? Yes. Because the Lord, he is breaking up his people time and again, that they become nothing, and that they expect all their help only from him, that they are dependent of him in everything in their life. That is not once a year and once a month, but if we are in the right way that leads to salvation, then that is continually a need in our life. Teach me, O Lord, the way of truth, and I will not depart from it. We see that in the life of the women, we see it in the life of all the disciples. The text said in this evening, then opened he their understanding. After that they all have learned that they could do nothing of himself. We are always trying to help ourselves. That is with each and every one in the world and in the church too. We are trying to help ourselves. We are trying to understand the scriptures. But we have to find out more and more in our life that we cannot understand anything unless that it is given us from above. And that it is only the Lord that has to lead us in the mysteries of faith. And especially in regard to that mediator and savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his mediatorial work. Even Peter, after that he had confessed in Matthew 16, verse 16, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, even then he revealed it in his words that he had no insight at all in the mediatorial work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ even had to say to that man, to that Peter, go behind me, Satan. Go behind me. And of course, now the question that comes up in the life of the living souls in the church, whether that condition is written in the Bible. The Word of God, that is the foundation of salvation. In that Word that you have the full revelation of the gospel as it is in Christ Jesus. But it has to become a personal matter for each and every one. And we have to realize that the light from above, the light from heaven, that it is all the time necessary for us. We are reading the Word of God in our homes. And I would say especially to our young people, keep it down, keep it down. Depart never from that custom. that your fathers and mothers have learned you. Every meal to read the word of God. It can make us wise unto salvation. There is no better book in the world that you can read as that. It is God's own testimony. But now when it comes to the point of understanding, then we find out in our life that we cannot understand it as only when the Lord opened our heart and our mind. Our understanding that is darkened, that is that inheritance that we brought with us in this world out of paradise, in a state of innocency, there we have a right understanding. We have knowledge of God and we have knowledge even of the three persons. Not knowledge of Christ. That was in paradise not necessary. But well a knowledge that there were three persons in the Trinity. And in that knowledge, Adam and Eve, they were rejoicing in that. They found the delight in that knowledge. And that leads that Adam and Eve also to the glorification of a triune God. But alas, we have lost that in paradise. And again, Paul, he said in Ephesians 4, verse 18, that our understanding that is darkened. The natural man cannot understand the spiritual things of the Lord. It is foolishness to them. And another thing, if the Lord regenerates us by the power of his Holy Spirit, then we receive well in principle back what we have lost in Adam. But in principle, it is, in other words, it is not perfect. The knowledge of God's people that shall perfect in heaven, where all the darkness of sin shall be taken away, and where that people shall walk in the full light of the Lord forever and forever. But here at this side of the grave, we have to remain a beggar. As you read of Lazarus, at the end of his life and the beggar died. If you have grace in your heart, people, then you are a beggar. And what I will bring out to you this evening is this. The whole life of God's children, that is a life of problems. Not the hypocrites have problems. No. Nominal Christians have no problems. They bring it all self to a solution. But that is for God's people, is that different? That is for God's children entirely different. And a people that had also in their life so much strife. Strife, whether that it is true in their heart. We can be years on the way to heaven, and that the assaults of the devil are so awful in our heart, that the devil said, soon, when the end of your life is there, shall be a great disappointment for yourself, but also of other people that have taught something of you in your life. Really? Now one have more trouble with that as the other. That is, you see that in the Bible also. And it goes with all God's people, not so deep. There is a difference. But strife, that is something that they all know in their life. And then there are so many contradictions in their life. Contradictions. They bring themselves time and again in darkness. And then they find out, congregation, that they cannot deliver themselves out of that darkness. That the Lord have to do it. That the Lord only have to do it. Even when he used the preaching and the reading of his precious word in the church. That he gave in the mouth of God's servants words to utter that leads to a solution for that people. And then they are so glad that they were sitting under it. Then they say, for quiet, not in public, no, that's not necessary. But then for themselves to quiet, they say, Lord, thank you that you have brought me this evening under thy precious word. Because I have received light upon things in my soul that I never have light in it for years and for years. But now it is so cleared up. Wonderful cleared up. That I leave the church rejoicing as you read that of that eunuch in Acts 8. The opening of our understanding that is something that we cannot give ourselves. You know, the Lord Jesus, he revealed himself to those women. And then it was settled. The Lord, he revealed himself to the men of Emmaus. And they did even not complain when Christ go away from them. Because he stay in their heart. That was the secret. Bodily he go away, but inwardly, spiritually, then he stay with them. So was it with those other 10 disciples too. Christ he revealed himself, but they could not believe that it was the same Christ with whom that they have lived for 3 years. They were afraid, said the Bible. They were full of fear that with your natural mind that you would say, how was that now possible? Twice Christ he said, peace be unto you. They have heard that voice for 3 years. And now when he spoke twice to them, they could not understand that it was the same Christ. Christ showed the print of the nails in his hands. Christ showed his feet. Christ opened and laid open for them his sight. And that all with the purpose to persuade them that he was the risen Christ. But still, that darkness and that unbelief that stayed there in their heart. Then later on, in his patience with them, he asked whether that they have something to eat. A piece of a broiled fish honeycomb heated for the rice. As that they have seen him eating and drinking as a son of man for 3 years. A spirit have no need for eat and drink, eat something to eat or to drink. No. A spirit had no flesh and no bones. No. But still not persuaded. Then later on, then you read in the Bible that they could not believe it. On account of joy. Even the Christ said, why ye are troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? But they could not help themselves. It was really for those people impossible. And then when they were persuaded to a certain extent, then they could not believe it. As that the Lord said in his precious word, while they yet believed, not for joy, not for joy. Then that means it was too much again. It was too much. Then they came, what is the meaning of that text? Then they came in their unworthiness. It could not be for them. And clear evidence that you have spirit in your life and heart. Uncomforted people in that respect and hypocrites, they never come in their unworthiness before the Lord. Never. Why I am saying those things this evening, all that is with a purpose to encourage that people that most of the time is so discouraged in their life. Because the devil is always busy in the life of God's people on every kind of courage to take an away out of their heart and out of their soul. And where the strife is so great, so many times, people, why shall we not explain then on the basis of the word of God what the evidences are of that spiritual life that the Lord gave in the hearts of God's people? A hypocrite need never to be lifted up, no. But well, God's children, well, God's people, they need that time and again. But now with all that the Lord show unto them, they still did not believe it. Sometime when you read it in the Bible, then I think so many times, so many of those ministers in our days who are always pushing the people to believe. You have to believe, you must believe, otherwise you are an unbeliever. Sometime I think I would well hear and preach about those texts. What they make out of that. What they make out of that. But maybe, as one minister said to me in Kalamazoo some years ago, he said, I skip so many texts. He said, that is not worthy for me to preach about. Not worthy. The understanding, the opening of our understanding that is something that we cannot give ourselves, people. And we have also to wait for the time that great prophet and teacher, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he himself will give us that. The disciples, after that Christ had revealed himself, after that they have believed in that risen Christ, then they have tried days and days to persuade Thomas to believe. But could they ever leave him? That impression now. Now he is out of that pit. And now he is so glad as that we are never. You know what that Thomas even said to those other apostles. I have to put my finger in the nails, the print of his nails. I have to lay my hand in his sight. And then I shall believe. And it is now my second point this evening, the opening of our understanding. That is something that only Christ, as the wisdom, can grant unto us and have to grant unto us. Therefore, my dear friends, what a wonderful blessing that Christ come to his people, right? That Christ came to his people as a clear proof that we in ourselves and in our own strength, that we never can come to him. We have heard so many times out of John 1, verse 29, the next day John sees Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. John the Baptist, he saw before his eyes that the Lord Jesus came to him. And congregation, that is the way of the Lord. And that shall never change. Never. Van der Groe, I think I mentioned it Sunday in one of my sermons. He has mentioned in prayer. And we can well say, yes, he was a prophet. On account of all the light that the Lord had given that man. And he said, the distance between God and man is so great as the distance between heaven and earth. And God's people experienced that. They experience that more and more in their life. In other words, people, we come not closer, but farther off, farther off. And I ask this evening, God's children amongst us, is your experience different? As what I preach to you and tell you out of the Word of God, is it different? Oh no. For myself, people, I am so persuaded. I am so persuaded in the depths of my heart and soul that that is the truth. That that is the truth. But now that the Lord comes to his people, that he visits them, that it is in his heart to gladden that people. Sometime they say, shall I ever meet the Lord in my life? Even that it can be congregation, that our soul is not afraid for what lay after death is possible. That we are not afraid for what lays behind death. But still, that question time and again comes up in our life, Lord. Shall I meet thee nog still once in my life, while I am here? That is the reason that you read in Psalm 42, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquiet within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Not for my help, and not for my wisdom, and not for my experiences, no, but for the help of his countenance. And that means that if now Christ come to his people, then he brings everything with him. Everything. And what is it now? But is it that Christ bring with him when he visit his dear children? He bring with him humiliation. He breaks their heart in pieces. He humbled them. Let they now strive for himself to humble himself as once. Let us now try, congregation, to bring one tear in our eyes. And I know many people in our days have said, oh, those tears, that is no ground. Christ is the ground, they say that. Yeah, yes, but I would know how that they have found him. But I will also know that they tell me where that Christ had found them. Two things. Very important things, people. The Lord had found his people in eternity. And the Lord, he found his people here. In a state of death and in a state of enmity. And we have to learn something. And to by Christ and through Christ be brought back into communion and fellowship with God. Thus, the opening of our understanding, that is only the wisdom itself who can give that to us. The Lord Jesus Christ. He bring with him humiliation. He bring with him faith to believe. That is something but before so impossible was with them that they say, I think that I never come to that point in my life to believe that it is for me. That it is for me. But if now the Lord give that to their people, then there is nothing in the life so easy as that. They look in their life so many times as doors in a high mouth. And they would say to other people, I can so easy believe it for you. But now to believe it once for myself. And that is the main thing, people. Shall I live in comfort and die in peace? I have to know it for myself. Nothing less, people. And I hope even that it was this evening, the last service, that you hear out of my mouth. I hope that on this pulpit never shall be preached any different as what you have heard. Because that is the truth. That is the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. But in the third place, then he opened an understanding that is Christ who takes away the darkness out of your heart, out of your mind, and who place your soul in that light of his countenance, that the Son of Righteousness is shining in your heart. And then in that light they walk, and it is a different person. Oh, it is a different person. That even that family would say, is that now my father? Is that now my mother? Is that now my brother, my sister? Yes, that is now the same person. But the Lord came in their hearts, and he took all the darkness out of their soul. And now they are left in the way of everlasting, in the way everlasting, in the paths of righteousness. Oh, then he opened their understanding. And I believe there is no some in my midst. There is no still some in my midst. That in secluded places lay before the Lord, and that they say, Oh Lord, give me that understanding in my heart and mind. Oh Lord, reveal thyself to my soul, as that thyself not revealed to the world, but only to those that the Father had given him, and that the people keep on. Sometime they think I stop with it. Sometime they think I stop. Is there some in my midst here that give it up? Is there something here, somebody in my midst that said, oh, I was waiting so long already, but no answer had given my relief. Now, I would say to such souls this evening, now stop then, stop. As that I once say to a woman, so discouraged, she said, I think it's better to go never under the truth, to stay home forever. I say, now you stay home. But when the time was there that we have to go to the church, then she make herself ready. I say, I thought you stay home now. Oh, says I, no. I shall not go with you. Maybe. It is the time of the Lord. And it is now talk in our days for many people is tired of it. And many people will not hear it. They say, is that now that life? I have another life. For me it is much easier. But, oh, be careful, people, be careful. The Lord had left a needy, and in poor people. Waiting upon the Lord, but also experienced what we sing together out of 334. 334. Thy word sheds light upon my path. A shining light, it guides my feet. Thy righteous judgment to observe. My solemn vow, I now repeat. Number 334, the first and the second stanza. Now, congregation, finally, and that is my last thought for this evening, the opening of our understanding, that is something that will bring us to the right insight and to the solution of the problems of my soul. The text said, then opened he, namely Christ. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, that they may understand the Scriptures. Christ had spoken to the disciples about his suffering and death, about his resurrection time and again. But it never goes into their heart, no. Never. As I told you in some sermon, that the enemies, they have more in the remembrance what Christ had told when he was on earth, than his only disciples, than his disciples. You would say, how is possible? How is possible? And then 3 years walked with Christ, with the Word, who was by God and who was with God and who was God, for 3 years. They were sitting under the servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, day after day. But now after his resurrection, then it was necessary that Christ, that he opened their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. Och, people, we can well make an explanation of the Bible and of the text. And we can well talk We can well talk, but the rover of the route, there's something else. And if it is talk over the scriptures, 'tis so poor. It is so poor. But if it is out of the scriptures, and that their understanding is enlightened by the Holy Spirit, and as sometime unlearned people, you are established, you are astonished of it, that you say, how is that now possible? That farmer is speaking out of the truth. And things bring a force that I never have heard from a minister. I have in my life always heard ladies talking out of the word of God. And that I must say yes about that text that they talk about. I never have heard a minister such a clear explanation as that woman gives over it. Really? But that is because then he opened their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, that the Spirit lead them into the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. In all the ways of the Lord, in his active and passive obedience, in the state of his humiliation, in the state of his exaltation, in his natures, in his names, in his attributes, in his benefits, and that it becomes so lively and so clear that you have to say that is the work of the Lord. That is the work of the Lord. Sometimes they study 10 years old. And they come on the pulpit and the poor people cannot say nothing. Really? I heard once in a place and the light goes out on the pulpit. Yeah. And he could no further. He could no more read what he had written down. And he said, hey, a farmer go further, maybe. Really? Then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, that they received the light, the right light over it for their heart. Oh, and then congregation, that land of Emmanuel, that is so white country. That is so wide, that is so broad, that is so deep. There is no end to it, no. Because Paul, he said in Colossians 3, verse 11, Christ is all and in all. And there is such a preaching, then you have the subject and object. The subject and the object. That they might understand the scriptures. And it is right. It is here partly. That is for God's servants. That is for God's children. It is partly. But there are some that are brought in the inner chambers. And then to listen to their people, that is a pleasure. There's nothing burden. Oh no. Then you will say, talk more true and talk more on. Even that it is the whole night. If they start to talk about themselves, then you are soon tired of it. But if they talk about him, then he shall never be tired. Because out of his fullness we have received grace for grace. And then to be left in the council of peace, where the Father had a covenant made with his Son. In but the way that he would glorify his attributes and save a poor sinner. That they might understand the scriptures. And then it becomes so sweet for us. And it is so full of comfort. And it gives us strength. And to believe that we are in the way of the Lord. Young and old, I shall stop for this evening. But that it may please the Lord to give us that privilege. The opening of our understanding. We have it not of ourselves. We never can buy it. We never can take it from anybody. No. It must be given by Christ in our heart and in our life. Oh, that we lay at the throne of grace, boys and girls, men and women, as ignorant people, as people that don't know. Thomas, he said, we don't know the way. We don't know the way. And David, teach me, O Lord, thy way of truth, and from it I will not depart. That the Lord bring us there if we never were there. The world that is full of bitterness, full of disappointment, full of grief, and full of sorrow. But in the light of God's countenance, there is joy and gladness, there is sweetness, and there is strength for our heart. You read about that prophet Elijah, that by the strength of what he had eaten, that he was walking 40 days and 40 nights, till that he came to the Mount Horeb. You know what that means, the Mount Horeb? Then he came back, then he came in the covenant, in the unmovableness of the covenant of God. Then he opened the understanding. And then it is no more dark. The way in which we are placed by the Lord. Then it is not dark. The way that is open for our soul. But then, oh, there is so wonderful text. We have our speech about over that text. Years and years ago, as some maybe not remember, in Arve Street, out of Brabers 4, but the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. And the perfect day that is in heaven, O children of God, that your soul rejoice in the Lord, looking forward for the time that you have no more to complain about dark. And of over strife and clouds which are coming up in your heart and soul. But then that eternal light in heaven and triumph of God, that shall be the rejoicing of your heart and of your soul. I hope that a few words this evening be blessed and be sanctified, and that it give us courage on our pathway to the desert and wilderness of this world, till that moment shall be there that we are delivered out of the body of sin and of all the darkness of this life, and then to walk in the light of God's countenance forever and forever. Amen. Lord, bless thy word and testimony, what we have heard in this evening. Sanctify it to our hearts. And remember further all of us, without children and grandchildren, the widows, orphans and widows, each and every one, under all the circumstances of this life, which is full of trouble. Spread out thy wings over us, prepare us for the next Sabbath day, and above all for the great day of judgment. Hear us for thy great name's sake. Amen. The last stanza of 228. A sun and shield forever is God the Lord Most High. To those who walk uprightly, no good will he deny. His saints his grace receiving shall soon his glory see. O Lord of hosts, most blessed are they that trust in thee. 228, the last stanza. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.